KSL News Time, 3:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the days of out-of-staters flooding into Utah in masses are over, according to the Department of Workforce Services, which is having a slowing effect on our local economic growth. I'm KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera.
Second, Princess Kate has announced she has cancer. She's undergoing preventative chemotherapy. Third, it's KSL Bracket Update every 15 minutes. Here's Mark Jackson.
Well, Jeff can add Clemson and UConn to the list of teams that are moving on today with wins, along with Northwestern, Baylor, San Diego State, and Marquette. Games on right now include Florida and Colorado, all tied up at 45 each. Auburn pulling away from Yale, 41-34, also at the half. USU Aggies play tonight, 7:55 tip-off from Indianapolis on TBS. With the KSL Brackets Update, I'm Mark Jackson.
66 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios now. Our top national stories.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Chaos in Moscow after a shooting attack at a concert hall. Russian authorities say at least 40 are dead, more than 100 others injured. ABC's Patrick Rievel with the latest.
Multiple heavily armed gunmen opened fire at one of Moscow's largest malls. Video circulating online shows at least three attackers firing automatic assault rifles among crowds inside a packed concert hall. A huge fire has broken out and part of the mall's roof has reportedly collapsed. This is already one of the worst terror attacks to hit Moscow in many years.
Ukraine denied any involvement. Catherine, the Princess of Wales and wife of Prince William, announcing she is battling cancer. Princess Kate says she was diagnosed after her abdominal surgery in January and is in the early stages of chemotherapy treatment. A midnight deadline looms for the Senate to approve a spending bill to avert a partial government shutdown, the House passing the measure earlier. This is ABC News.
And now the in-depth on KSL. Recaptured Idaho prison inmates Skylar Mead and his accomplices are making their initial court appearance today. Joining me live, ABC News correspondent Alex Stone. Alex, are they out of court yet?
They are, Jeff. Yeah, all three. There was a third person that we didn't know about, and actually police didn't know about until the very end yesterday when we spoke yesterday and the takedown had just happened. That third person being a woman who was apparently driving Skylar Mead in at the end of the chase was the one, and Skylar Mead and Nicholas Umfenauer, the other accomplice, they were in two different vehicles, Umfenauer in one, and then he ran from his vehicle. This woman and Mead were in a different vehicle. The chase went on. Police apparently had to use a pit maneuver where they tap the back of it and make the car spin around to put an end to that chase. But in court just a little while ago.
This is the state of Idaho versus Skylar Wade Mead. Is that your name, sir?
Yes, it is.
They made their initial appearances, all three of them. And that woman, Tanya Huber, according to prosecutors today, they say she drove really fast trying to get away in the chase and to get Mead away from police who were trying to arrest him.
She was driving 100 miles an hour through neighborhoods in Twin Falls in an attempt to further the escape of these two men who were wanted on violent felony charges.
Prosecutors are in that court hearing 100 miles an hour. So all are being held in jail. Mead and Umfenauer, $2 million bail. She gets $500,000 bail. They also found fentanyl in the car with her. She has other charges that she had not appeared on earlier from a couple of months ago. She's got to deal with those. She pleaded today, Jeff, for leniency, saying that she has lived in the Twin Falls area for a long time. She has family. She has a job in healthcare. She seemed quite out of it during this hearing today. And the judge said no. $500,000 bail for her, $2 million for the other two, as they still try to put together how that escape went down.
Alex, there was talk about two murders in Idaho that this crew might have been responsible for when they were on the lam. Anything to that?
Yeah, so sources are telling us, and officially not a ton is coming out on it, but we're told by law enforcement that they drove to the town of Julietta, Idaho, and found an 83-year-old man as he was walking his dogs. They didn't know this guy. They made him get into his minivan with his dogs. They kidnapped him, essentially, and then later killed him, and his body was found. They kept the dogs and then went to another elderly man's home, a 72-year-old, killed that man, took his guns, took his ammo, left the first victim's dogs there. They connected it to these two guys because Mead's shackles were found next to the body of that 72-year-old. But They believe that they murdered two elderly men when they were out on the run.
Thanks a lot for the update. ABC's Alex Stone joining us live.